What's good about it? All ends in the same. Iron mines, coal mines, factories, furnaces, the counter, the desk. No one can live on iron or coal or cotton. The object is really sacks of wheat. That was Richard Jefferies, a chronicler of English rural life. In 1866, a visitor to northern Michigan lamented, "The pioneer is insensible to arguments touching the forest's supply. To him, the forest is only fit to be exterminated as it hinders plough and obstructs his sunlight." Mahatma Gandhi wrote in 1928, "God forbid that India should ever take to industrialisation in the manner of the West. If an entire nation of 300 million took to similar economic exploitation, it would strip the world bare like locusts." The introduction of railways into floodplains has caused untold damage in India, breaking up thousands of small holdings. "Man can be the master of his environment and not its slave," declared a United Nations preliminary report on the world's social situation after the Second World War. The word earth-moving first appeared in the 1930s and signified a new kind of power. By the 1950s, the yellow construction vehicles of the Caterpillar Corporation trundled all over the world. The 50 nuclear weapon tests carried out by the USA between 1948 and 1958 brought lasting harm to the people of Bikini Atoll. Women miscarried fetuses, people of all ages developed thyroid cancer, children suffered from leukemia, and a residue of radioactive strontium, cesium, and iodine poisoned aquatic life across 5,000 miles of ocean. Oil insinuated itself into the hopes and dreams of the post-colonial world. Wherever oil was discovered, in Latin America, Asia and Africa, it promised to hasten the path to freedom. Brazilian Congressman Alberto Pasqualini said in 1953, "This basic wealth was not created by engineering nor by the hand of man. It has been bequeathed by nature and therefore needs to be exploited only for the benefit of the national collectivity." Petroleum advertising in the 1950s celebrated oil culture. Shell declared, "Oil research helps with quick-drying paints, no polish floors, durable plastic tabletops, and weather-defying asphalt shingle roofs." In 1962, Humble Oil boasted, under a picture of a snow-capped mountain, "Each day Humble supplies enough energy to melt 7 tons of glacier." The decades from 1950 to 1970 were a period of sustained expansion in industrialised countries, a so-called Golden Age that saw a fourfold increase in world manufacturing output and left many people behind. In the 1980s, the planet lost 150 million hectares of tropical rainforest, an area half the size of India. More than 15 billion trees fell each year. The term biodiversity only entered English in the late 1980s. High-intensity farming takes its toll. Since the late 1990s, 17,000 farmers in India have committed suicide every year. More than half the cumulative total of carbon dioxide that humans have emitted since reliable records began has been emitted since 1990. 2,000 climate activists have been murdered. Thermophilization is a widespread ecological response to warming, the process by which communities are invaded by species from warmer biogeographic regions. Unfortunately, trees are advancing 10 times more slowly than the climate is warming. What you have to watch. This is several hundred pages of deep history on a complicated topic. It is beautifully reasoned and very much worth the effort, but be prepared to be exasperated by some of the devastation that is revealed.